The results are in. Canadians have elected a new prime minister from the Liberal Party. Justin Trudeau is a father of three and a former school teacher, and the son of Pierre Trudeau, a former prime minister. Vaughn Palmer is columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he told me that as of this election, Canada has its first political dynasty.
We join the Adamses, the Kennedys, the Bushes, and the Clintons. So there you go, but a pretty exciting story, really. I mean, this is a young man, Jeannie, who was born in public. I mean, literally, practically, his father was prime minister when he was born. He was born on Christmas Day, 1971. They were showing baby pictures from the earliest days of his time in public life last night. So this is a guy that has literally Canadians have grown up with. It's an amazing win, an amazing story. And now he doesn't have the white hair that comes with office that President Obama could tell you about. But the challenges of office do wash over you awfully quickly. But it's euphoria today.
Well, as you mentioned, this is an incredible story, Justin Trudeau being elected prime minister. But this race was too close to call right up until last night. So how did Justin Trudeau's party, how did the Liberal Party stage such a big win?
This is a political story in itself. So when the campaign started, the one thing that was clear from the opinion polls was most Canadians were looking for a change of government, about two-thirds of them. But the challenge that those voters faced was, who do you vote for if you want a change of government? There were two choices. There was the New Democratic Party, led by Tom Mulcair, the party of the left in Canada. They had the second largest number of seats in our parliament, and they were first in the opinion polls. Trudeau's party had a terrible couple of elections. They were in third place. Trudeau was thought to be a bit of a lightweight and over his head. The attack ads were dismissing him as not really being ready for high office. Nice hair, though. And so he went into a campaign where he had to do two things. The first thing he had to do was exceed expectations. He did that. He looked pretty solid in the debates. You know, he could finish sentences, speak in whole paragraphs, and seem to know the issues. And I think a lot of Canadians went, well, you know, this guy's not as bad as the attack ads made him out to be. Maybe he's got something going for him. He started to climb in the polls. And by the time we reached the sort of last couple of weeks of the campaign, it was increasingly clear that if you wanted to get rid of the national government, which a lot of people still did, it wasn't this NDP party, which was fading, you voted for. You voted for Trudeau and the Liberals, and he started to come on. By the last weekend, the only remaining question was, would he win enough seats to have a majority, or would he fall a little short? Well, last night, he won enough to have a majority, and he gets the win. This was a brilliant campaign by a guy who started in third place and finished in first place.
Well, what does Justin Trudeau say he'll do differently now?
Well, of course, when you're in opposition, you sort of say you're going to do everything differently, right? But I think, first of all, you're going to see a very different tone. Stephen Harper was seen as a control freak, very nasty, very controlling. I think Trudeau has made it clear he's going to be more open, more conciliatory. He gave a very gracious victory speech last night. One of the things he talked about was, he said, you know, the Conservatives, the other party, they're not our enemies. They're our neighbors. You have to govern for the whole country. So it was all a very warm message. So that's the first thing. I think you're going to see a major change of tone. Now, the problems of high office come rushing at you immediately. He, for example, the end of November, he has to go to Paris for the big climate change summit. He was very hard on Harper. He said that Canada had not lived up to its obligations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. And he said he, Trudeau, will join in the international fight. So, you know, but you can make all kinds of promises on that, then you got to live up to it. So those are where the challenges are. He has talked, however, about a major stimulus to the Canadian economy. He is going to build infrastructure, transit lines here in British Columbia, roads, bridges, other big public infrastructure projects right across the country, and he's prepared to put the government in debt to do that.
Vaughn, you talked a little bit about how Justin Trudeau doesn't yet have the gray hair of being in public office, but he can talk to President Obama about that. I have to ask, what politician do you think Justin Trudeau is most like?
I think, actually, this is a guy who has absorbed a lot of the lessons that Barack Obama brought to the electoral system about change, about appealing to younger people, about offering them hope, about trying to avoid some of the meanness and nastiness of politics. And look, I think the two of them will get along well together in that sense. But, you know, there are genuine issues between Canada and the United States. I don't think you'll see Trudeau pushing the Keystone Pipeline on the Obama administration. I think Trudeau will recognize that's not going to happen, so that won't be there. Canada and the U.S. have a longstanding agreement going back to 2006 to manage the softwood lumber trade, to manage Canada's access to the U.S. market for lumber. That agreement expired last week. Canada is looking to renew it. U.S. lumber producers are not of the same mind. So, you know, the problems don't go away, but it does help if at least there's some kind of a personal rapport. And as I said, I think a personal rapport will be established between the new prime minister and the outgoing president.
Vaughn, what's the reaction been in B.C. to this win?
It's really actually quite good news for British Columbia. We sometimes don't follow national voting patterns. We're a bit of an outlier province and can be a bit contrary, like a lot of places on the West Coast. And this time, the Liberals won, 18? There's a couple of recounts going on, but they won 18 of British Columbia's 42 seats in the national parliament. So they only had two going into the election, so they did very well. We will have a major voice at the table in the national government, and Trudeau has a connection to British Columbia, as I say, that is real. He talked in his ads about, I have deep roots in British Columbia. His mother was from British Columbia. Trudeau went to university here. He taught kayaking here. He taught school here. He lost a brother here. His second brother, Michelle, was killed in a mountaineering accident in British Columbia. So his links to British Columbia are real. We have a voice in the national government. And, you know, we'll see how things play out. But from BC's point of view, I think it's good that we will have that voice there. We're not the largest province. We don't have the clout that Ontario and Quebec do. But we think we're pretty darn special. And we'll have some voices in the government that will be there to remind the Prime Minister of that from time to time, including to remind him of his roots here in BC.
That's Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun.